So this Black History Month, we decided to review this book, The Black Guy Dies First. If you saw this book, if you heard about this book, if you read this book, or if you're interested in it, or the topic of this book, stay tuned.
What's up, horror gang? Welcome back. I'm excited. This is our first episode of season six, and what better month to start than Black History Month? Y'all know we take our break every holiday, so we are revamped, we are ready, we are here to talk. You know me, I'm Ms. D. Ray, and I have my lovely co-host, Ms. K. Bly, with me today. And in honor of Black History Month, we are discussing a topic in horror that does not get discussed enough. It's just one of them things that you know, right? The idea came from a book that we decided to read together called The Black Guy Dies First. We did read this. If you did not, go get you a copy, pick it up the library like I did. Well, I need to take it back, by the way. But
I kept
that's what
mine. I gotta add to my library.
I didn't go buy it yet, but I am going to buy it because I did enjoy it. But Black Guy Dies First. That is our topic. That is our discussion. And how this trope has permeated through our culture, in the society, in the movies, everywhere you turn. So that's where we're starting this month, this season.
And if you
Let's
are
do
in
it.
our Horror and Hooch Facebook group, you see we started on day one. We have been posting videos, we've been posting trivia questions, little facts, different things about Black character deaths, because we always, point out, especially in our group, the survivors, but we decided to take this Black history to point out all of the most notable Black character horror deaths and their relevance to the horror movie genre.
And so before we jump into the horror of it all, y'all know it's been a minute, but I comes with the cocktails every episode, and so this is no different. We're gonna start over here with Ms. K Black. K Black, what's in your cup?
No, tonight is not as important as what's in the cup,
Uh-oh.
which is usually Stella Rosa because that's all I keep. That's all
We
I
gonna get
have.
her something new for season six, y'all. Here's some recommendations. Here's some recommendations. Okay, what about the cup, girl? Tell us. Tell
This is
us.
my Black History cup.
Baby, for those of you not watching, Wakanda Forever all day long, she has given us the Black Panther helmet, cup, mug. I mean, she putting the liquor in the cup. But what's in that, though? Is it Stella Rosa? Oh, Lord. What flavor?
Black.
Oh, did you get the blackberry? Oh, no.
Just the black. My
Regular
favorite is
black.
St Stella Black.
Okay. I would like y'all to know that
Stella
this
Black from the Black Panther.
Stella Black from the Black Panther. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. This holiday, I did track down that Stella Rosa gift pack, variety pack. Yes, it's sitting over there at the bar. I ain't tried them all yet, but shout out my best friend for that Christmas gift because I was like, they got them at Sam. If y'all don't know, they got them at Sam. Anyway, I am so off topic. In my cup today, my cute aesthetic cup. It ain't no Black Panther cup because I ain't have one. But my cute aesthetic cup, everything's aesthetic now. I have a grown-up mud slide. In this mud slide is some chocolate ice cream because I can do that. I'm not lactose. Sorry, I'm not that black. A little bit of ice that I put in, my blender. And this special treat right here. Y'all can't see this, I know, because it is small, but I'm gonna tell you what it is. This is Midnight Moon Moonshake Cookies and Cream. It is moonshine, y'all.
Is it
It
better
is.
than Bailey's? Because I love me some Bailey's.
This is okay, so Bailey's, Bailey's is just lick, it's just hot, I mean a cream liquor, it's just creamy, but this got the cookies and cream flavoring to it. So you got it's good and creamy, but that cookies and cream flavor, it hits you. It's an Oreo cookie in a jar with some liquor.
Now,
It's like
where you
dipping
get
your
this at?
cookie in the delicious. Oh, girl, it was actually recommended to me. I was going in there for something else, and I was looking for another cookie liqueur, and y'all will find out about that later. And the girl recommended this one to me because it was a moonshine. So moonshine cream liqueur, Midnight Moon. I will put this in the, description box. But get you some of this, a little bit of chocolate ice cream, a little bit of ice, run it in your blender, and you have a wonderful grown-up must lie.
That actually sounds
But
wonderful.
if you lactose, I don't recommend. Get you some dairy-free ice cream or whatever it is you're supposed to eat.
That's what I do. Okay.
Vegan options and such. But okay, back on topic. Bring us in, K-Bar. Let's start this conversation.
So we got inspired by this book. Okay. I would actually say if you are a reader of horror, you need this in your collection, okay? Because it's not just a nice read, it has a lot of pictures in here too.
I feel like it's a reference material.
Yeah,
I don't
I feel
necessarily feel like
like,
it's a read. I feel like it's your encyclopedia of black horror.
like it's something that you would have in class almost.
Yeah, it was very informational.
Yes, I feel like in my mind, it's like a textbook you would learn in about a class in black horror or black horror cinema or writing, things like that. So it's definitely a good
Probably is
reference.
definitely going to be like a required read in the African American film class. I can see that. I can see
Yes,
that.
exactly. And so in looking at this and reading this, I'm like, we need to talk about this because we don't often talk about this because since we often skip over the black character deaths because of the stereotype of the black guy dying first. So we skip over these things. And I said, let's take Black History Month and let's talk about it.
It's
Let's
my
talk
life.
about these deaths and the stereotype of does the black guy actually die first, or
Something
is
like
it
that.
that we don't survive to the end?
Of course, it's a little bit of both. Genuinely, a little bit of both. I think in the early days, we were dying first. Not first, second, but we first 30 minutes, baby. First 30 minutes, we was out of there. As time has gone on, we have survived. We even creating the movies now. But I definitely think at one point it was just the thing. Like, if it's a black person in there, even if it wasn't necessarily them dying first, they weren't, so to speak, relevant. Their character was still dispensable. They
There we go. Right there. That's
had a
the
role,
word.
and it was that role, and then they were dispensable.
I would agree with you there.
And the book does do a good job of talking about those different roles that we played in horror movies. I enjoy reading that. The different types, because we're comedic relief, we're the magical
The
Negro,
Negro.
we're the, yeah, so many
Sacrificial
different things.
Negro.
The sacrificial, yeah, the voodoo Negro, like we always have a role. So I like that the book highlighted that, but at the end of the day, we were dispensable. And so times have definitely changed, but I think that's something that this book speaks to well.
Exactly, 'cause especially if we think about horror movies from 70s and 80s, we don't really have much frame of reference for us actually being, the final girl or the final guy. There's no frame of reference of what of the value that they've even added to the movie.
Wait a minute. So I'm gonna get there before you get there. But the first final guy for us that stands out, very well, was Dwayne. But then his death pissed you off. Because why he had to die?
That was one of the most notable black character deaths. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to kind of talk about this subject because Dwayne Jones in The very first Night of the Living Dead, George Romero's Night of the Living Dead.
Shout
Side,
out to Romero.
I know, one of my favorite horror filmmakers. Side note, just a little tidbit because
He's a fan.
I'm a Walking Dead fanatic. I love zombies in all shapes, forms, fashions. Dwayne Jones was also the name of Morgan's son.
Girl, shut up. Why I didn't never put them two and two together? That probably was a cute little
Not
call
yet.
back.
It
Why I
was
didn't?
because every because Morgan Jones and his son was Dwayne. So
Didn't.
black characters, just kind of, just a little tidbit, the little Easter egg there. But and going back to the Night of the Living Dead, Dwayne Jones was a strong character. He was a character that most people didn't think they would see in a horror movie. He was like a leader. He was smart. He was a survivor. He knew how to navigate this world. He was a quick thinker. He was the one that was actually keeping the group together when people were like losing it. He was,
Natural leader.
yes, he was able to incorporate his intelligence, his leadership skills, his survival skills to navigate this apocalypse that just came out of nowhere. And then his death was like, how do you survive a zombie attack only to be shot by racists?
Baby, because that's what we were. At the end of the day, no matter how smart you are, they always gonna tell you you's a nigga. And I'm sorry, y'all. That was bad, my bad. But that's it. That's what that was. You still black. I mean, some shit don't change. Some shit don't change. Because here we are in 2023, and baby, they'll still remind you who you are.
And
No, it's 2024. Shit, my bad. 24.
there was a lot of pushback with that movie because when it was circulating, people were mad that George Romero was pointing out racism in the movie. They didn't like that aspect that he was putting pretty much showing you that a black man could be a strong survivor and survive the dead, but
Oh, y'all folks.
he still like we have two enemies, and that's kind of like the thing within black horror is that we always have two enemies. We have to survive the monster, and we have to survive the reality of being
Of
black
the world, right.
in all of this.
And the
And
reality of being black in the horror movies, you just not gonna make it. You're just not. We,
that's
I
why.
mean.
You know, these deaths are kind of somewhat symbolic because of what we have to survive. And that's why some people are, especially when it comes to black characters in horror movies, when there's people who don't want us in the genre because because of things that are frightful to us are not to them. Like, we got to be afraid of this group of people and the same thing y'all afraid of at the same time. And then y'all
Right.
still expect us to try to survive through all of this.
You know what? When you say that, and this is so off topic, because but it is, but it ain't. But I think the best display of that aspect that I have seen in the last couple years, and it was a very hard watch for me. I will only watch it once more because I said I needed to. But your girl, oh goodness, them.
Oh, yeah.
What is her name? Why can't I think of her right now? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Lena Waithe. Thank you. Lena Waithe. She did them. And in that mini series, limited series,
Go back and watch our review if you haven't seen it on our
yeah,
YouTube
we definitely
channel.
did a review on it, but it is the same concept. That family was fighting supernatural, whatever the fuck was going on in that house, and the racism outside the house, and that shit was driving her crazy. But I think that's been the best display of that reality for black people in any movie. And she did a good job with it. It just is a really hard watch, y'all.
It is, and it's hard. And some people, again, that's where some of the pushback comes from because it's like, oh, why does there have to be racism mixed in a horror? Why can't we have horror movies without having racism?
Or the new buzzword now is
Woke.
no, not the woke. What they calling it? The trauma, the black trauma,
Oh, trauma porn. Trauma
trauma
porn.
porn. Yeah. So they were quick to say, "Oh, this is trauma porn," but I think she did a really good job with exactly what you just spoke on. The reality and the supernatural coming at us at once, and it doesn't affect anybody else that way.
And
I mean, unless you're a person of color,
this is
not just
why
black
we
people.
dive into the depths of horror in this manner because of issues like that. I can even think of in remember The Walking Dead first season when Merle was still alive. Daryl Dixon's brother.
Okay.
His brother was
Thank you.
not the first episode, probably the second episode, when Rick finally found the group of people. Merle was racist, redneck, and that's how he ended up getting into a fight with T-Dog, and that's when Rick handcuffed Merle to that rail and they left him outside.
Because we don't got time for this shit.
Exactly. Because Rick was like, how you got time for racism and we out here fighting
And we're running from the zombies.
walkers.
Yes.
It's Rick was like it don't make sense. But that yet another
Survival.
display of T-Dog is here. We're trying to survive a zombie apocalypse. And then he has to deal with this racist redneck over here.
But and let me tell you something. If we in the zombie apocalypse, it take you one time to show me that you that type of person, baby. When they come, I'm throwing you to the wolves. Cause you don't like me? Good. You can slow them down for me. I will run. We know I'm faster anyway. It's genetically predisposed, okay?
End up like Merle, you're gonna be handcuffed somewhere to a pole.
Listen, wait. Dinner. Voluntary.
I'll leave you there from, but yet it, and this is how some of these black characters in these movies' death was purely on that people under the stairs.
Girl, that's your movie.
That's my movie, right there. Think about,
That was a lot of.
yeah, this family taking money from these people that live in this slum area, and now you have the character Fool and the guy that Ving Rhames played in the
That
movie,
boy's cool.
and now they both running around in this house, and are we running from the racists or are we running from the people under
Mama,
the
right? But both, baby, both. And so, and I think that is one of the things that is not talked about when we talk about the black people dying first in movies, because when we die early, you don't get to really see it. You don't see it unless we survive. So like in the early days, that wasn't a factor. So with Romero pointing that out, yeah, they was mad. But I mean, there's a number of movies that we really did die in the first 5 minutes. And even in this novel, they kind of debunk the theory that the black guy dies first, based on percentages. But what I thought about was, well, what percentage of horror movies are we really in? For one. Because you say, oh, we only die in, I can't remember the exact numbers, but say 10% of horror movies, black people really do die first. Well, hell, we only in 10% of horror movies. So I wondered where those numbers skew to be a percentage of the movies that we are actually in, or are those movies based on the entire genre? Because when you the minority in the genre, yeah, it's gonna look like you don't die more than the white folk because we ain't in enough shit. So that
Look
was
at the
one
math.
question I had.
Look at
You
the math.
know what I'm saying? That was a question I had.
Who all did die first? Let's talk about the ones that literally didn't make it past the opening credits.
All right, what you got over there on your list? I know you got a list.
Two stand out to me. One was y'all advertising Jada Pinkett and Omar Epps in Scream 2 as if they starring in the movie.
Oh, that's a whole phenomenon I want to talk about, but keep going.
So y'all made me, and y'all know how we felt about Omar Epps back in, y'all know how we was about him. And you got us all excited to watch this movie. First one.
First two, baby. One and two.
Yep, him and Jet gone. Ghostface got them both before we can even get to the opening credit. We can't even get to the title of the movie, and they was out of here. Then let's slide it back over to Freddie, my guy.
Good old Kincaid.
Y'all mean to tell me y'all let Kincaid survive the mental institution plus Freddie? And three, and Dream was Dream Warriors. Get our hopes up.
Dream Master. Was it Dream Master? Well,
I think
no.
it was,
Which one was three?
I think that was Dream Warriors.
Dream Warrior, and then four was Dream Master.
Had us excited. We hit part four.
First one gone. That was disappointing. Because he gonna live before and be like, we don't need you in this movie. We don't really need you.
Y'all brought him back for what?
To kill him, girl. Dispensable.
Who you got on your who we got?
So I had to do some digging, right? Because we say this all the time, but then, we don't really take note of it. So, my favorite movie, The Gremlins. First man to die in The Gremlins, Roy Hatch. Out of there. He was
That
out.
was it Glenn Turman's character? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. The first one to die in the movie. This man was kind of insignificant, but in Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park, his name was Joshua. I had to go look it up because I didn't remember. I just remember the black man with the raptors died. In The Shining, now I'm gonna tell you why this one is irritating. In The Shining, Dick Halloran, I remember that man's name. He died in the movie. He was the first death of the movie. He had to forever to get to it, but he was the first death of the movie. However, he didn't even die in the damn book. Why did we kill him in the movie? He was the magical Negro. Why did we kill him?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
So that was irritating. Evil Dead, even though she was not the first one to get possessed, she was the first one to die. That girl Olivia. She was, she's still black, y'all. And then in Candyman, all the black folks was dying in Candyman, but I mean, still the first person was black.
Would you count Lakeith Stanfield in Get Out?
Me, you know how they like to do motherfuckers
Yo, yo, yo!
Russell,
Don't give the farmer his fun.
He was the first one to get kidnapped and mind screwed. So yes.
Because even though we could argue that no, he's maybe still alive because his consciousness is still somewhat there in his body, then white people got control over him.
It
He's not there
was a
anymore.
form of death for me. It was a form of death.
Because he is, I mean, is he really li I mean, if they have taken over his mind, is he really living?
That's a good one. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And
Lakeith.
it stands out to me because of the way that they got him in the beginning. Like he was just walking, walking on the sidewalk, talking on the phone, and then this car is just like driving up, and they literally just they snatch him and drag him back. I'm like, that's classic. First black guy dies.
And that made me think of the way that there was that whole issue with us going missing and nobody gave a damn. Get Out really made me think about that when the black women were going missing up north. They were getting snatched up. Nobody was looking for them. Nobody was talking about it. I don't know why Get Out called attention to that for me, but it did. That scene made
Yes,
me think that's how we going missing
exactly.
every day.
Exactly, because of just the sheer images of how that happened.
That's off topic too. Y'all might be just thinking about shit. My bad. So yeah, those were the. I think that's all the first deaths I had, like, to pull out my memory and write down. But outside of us being the very first death, we rarely make it to the end. And I think that's just what the trope is about.
What are some of the most notable, infamous, shocking Black horror deaths? Like when you think about outside of Dwayne Jones and Night of the Living Dead, what are some of
Right,
those?
right.
Like, why would they kill this person? I wanted them to live.
Everybody's favorite, Samuel Jackson, giving a
The
good
Blue
Cussing
Sea.
Sam speech. And you just knew he was gonna live in this movie because he was going off. And he just, he was giving a Sam speech, and that damn shark jumped up out that damn pool and took him out as he was yelling and cussing.
He was given one of those, good old Denzel Washington Captain America speeches of let's fight the good
Denzel
fight.
Washington ain't never cussed that much.
But he was good for a
I don't
speech.
know.
He was good.
But yeah,
He
he was
was
good for a speech.
good for a nice, encouraging words. And it's like, why would y'all have to do my man like that?
You know what?
And the
He
shark targeted him. It came for
did.
him.
It came for him because he was talking that shit. He said, "You think y'all gonna live, sir? Let me show you something." Chomp. But no, that's one of the most. That's. I think that just was a really good scene because Sam was acting his ass off, and that shark was not expected at that moment.
Well, they can get a whole lot worse. So we're not going to fight anymore. We're going to pull together and we're going to find a way to get out of here. First, we're going to seal off this.
That was a really good scene. Every other memorable vocabulary. Every other mem okay, I'm done. Every death I can remember really strongly.
It's the moonshine.
That cup is empty, y'all. That cup is empty. Have been what the book actually referred to as like heroic deaths, and it's the truth. In Alien 3, I call this man Rock every day of my life. I don't know if y'all remember that show Rock, but his real name is Charles Dutton. I don't know what the hell his name was in Alien 3. I didn't even bother to look it up. Y'all know the bald black man. He died trying to save them folk, as we so often do. Buddy and Jason goes to hell. He put up a good fight, but he died. The damn lady in Demon Knight, because she strapped them grenades on her chest like she was gonna go to war and told them folk, "This is my house. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Y'all gonna listen to me." Which was the translation for, "I'm gonna die if I wanna die." Told them demons to come get her and set them, blew the mugs up. And then, this one I forgot about. And it hurt my feelings because she one of my favorites, Alfred Woodard in that damn Annabelle.
I hated that scene. That was so stupid.
Jumping out the window, trying to set shit straight.
That was so stupid. Speaking of stupid,
Stupid.
y'all let Mike Epps survive Resident Evil 2
Oh yeah.
to kill him off in part 3.
Sure
Because his
did.
death was stupid, because he got bit and didn't want to tell nobody. Come on, man.
It's just like Buddy in the show we just watched, The Last of Us. Remember, oh boy got beat. He won't tell nobody.
That's the only thing I fear those people worse than the actual zombies is the people who got bit and don't want to tell you.
Right, because I'm just waiting to happen, walking next to your ass. You putting my life at risk. Let me put you out your misery, because we know you're going to turn. We know you're going to turn. But
Exactly.
you wait until you almost get me for me to have to struggle for my life. Just go. Just die.
Noah, Walking Dead. Y'all, that revolving door scene. They was calling it Everybody Ate
Watching
Chris.
wish I could see her face if y'all not watching. Y'all know she's serious about The Walking Dead, but yeah. Trash. Trash, trash. Them people are the worst. But yeah, I think the most memorable deaths in the book described them perfect. It's the heroic death. I'ma say today. I will never. I will leave y'all in a group stranded on your own and get the fuck on somewhere, okay? If I find a raft that can only fit me, I am the Titanic today, baby. I will float on my raft and watch you fall into the ocean. Because
First of
I'm not
all,
saying
Jack could have fit on there. Okay.
that. He could have, but what did she do? Nothing. Nothing. And that will be me. Y'all can fit on this yacht I just found in the ocean, but y'all so raggedy, I'm gonna leave y'all where y'all at. I'm not saving a damn. That's the other reason we're not in these horror movies.
Kelly Rowland and Freddy versus Jason.
Oh yeah, because she was teasing Buddy. She said, he got
Exactly.
the bigger one over there. I remember that vividly, thinking,
Like
girl.
you was taunting him, thinking that you could talk him out of actually killing you. It didn't work.
Not
He
the
called you
just
dark
not the
meat.
bigger one.
You was gonna die.
That's a little racist too,
After that line came out there, I was like, girl, you gonna die.
he
Ain't
said
no.
he liked the little dark meat.
I said she ain't gonna make it.
Like Kelly in horror movies though. You know who was a funny okay, so wait, let me double back. Let me double back. Because you made a point. And I said I was gonna come back to it. But you made a point that Scream 2 was advertising Omar and Jada like they was really somebody in this movie. And I think that is one of the things that made us more prevalent in the 90s and 2000s in horror movies was notoriety. It was a gotcha because they would put the rapper, the popular black actor who was in all the black movies right now, in these horror movies. Nobody's gonna kill him. Knowing they didn't have no significant role, but then they would put them in the commercials as if they did. Brandy, Omar, Jada, LL, all these Busta Rhymes, all these significant people they were putting in the forefront of the trailers to get us in there
But now
and
some
be
of
like,
those,
oh.
now usually the if you was a singer or a rapper, you survived though.
For a while, for a little while. A little
There's a
while.
Brandy lived.
One of them she didn't. What movie
Nope.
she died in?
None. She survived her horror movie.
She survived both. Well, she didn't want
She survived
to
I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
win though. Okay.
Busta Rhymes survived
He did.
Resurrection. LL Cool J survived Deep Blue Sea and
He
H2O.
did.
So Rod Digger survived 13 Ghosts.
But by that time. Well, no, they're about the same time. Digga wasn't even nobody really known then, but yeah, she did survive. Oh, what about Ice Cube? The Ice
Ice
Cube,
Cube.
Ice Cube
Yep,
in the
survived and a
Conda,
cop.
but they put J Lo in there. That was a gotcha. It was like, oh, we have J Lo in the movie.
They
Come watch
survived.
it.
They lived, though.
This is true, but I think that's the pull of at one time in Hollywood adding black actors to these horror movies was, oh, they're gonna pull in that demographic in the seats. They're gonna come to watch the black folks in the movie. They're gonna come to see the rapper in the movie, which we did. But I think it was a money grab. If it wasn't for that effect, I don't think we would have been in the horror movies. Because again, we was dispensable. They still had roles where they was comic relief, or they played the ignorant hood person, or the ghetto loud lady, or all the stereotype. We still end up playing the
All the trope,
stereotype.
yeah, they fulfilled the role of the horror movie tropes. Yes.
We never had serious good. Well, I take Brandy had a good role. She wasn't really a stereotype.
They killed her man though. Mekhi Pfeiffer. Yep, your
They
boy didn't
did
make
kill
it.
Makai. Makai don't make it in nothing. They did kill Makai. He always get the shit end of the stick in all his roles. Bad
Mekhi
guy,
Pfeiffer,
broke,
he died
tanky.
in Dawn of the Dead. Dang, Mekhi Pfeiffer.
I say he'll never get a good role. He got to be the broke nigga. He got to be the dead nigga. He ain't never got a good role.
They might not need to step in no more horror movies. Might not be for you, my
But
guy.
we liked Makai. Makai was a whole era. He was an era of, Hollywood. We liked him. Where he at now? What he doing lately?
Oh, he was on an Apple TV series called Truth Be Told.
I have not watched it.
It's good, actually.
Now I will. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hold on, because I had a question for you and I lost it just that quick. I'll come back to it. K Block, what else you got for me? What else we want to dig into?
I want to know from the audience watching, please comment below, what are some black character deaths that stood out for you? Like that character that you're just like, come on, why they had to kill this person off? Like, come on, like why did they have to do that?
Right.
What was the reason for doing that?
All right.
Ice-T
This is
made it
Cardi B
all the
moment.
way through Leprechaun in the Hood, and they got him in the
Girl.
end.
But Leprechaun in the Hood was not a serious horror movie. I am not going to let you do that one.
I watch it every year. Y'all not gonna play.
Coincidentally, nothing but black people was going to die in that movie. Because they were in what? The Hood. So that don't count. Don't no. A friend with weed is a friend indeed. That don't count.
Yes, it do. Yes, it do.
No.
That count.
Anyway, moving right along.
Oh, we gotta talk about Tick from Lovecraft Country. He carried
Wait.
us through the whole series.
But again, that was a book theory. But they was fighting racism too in that. They was the double edged sword, but true. True, true. They shouldn't have canceled that. Y'all was some raggedy folks, HBO.
Look, now that
But I
got us
feel a way
triggered.
about that.
We're still triggered.
Did. And then me and my man is going out bad in these streets right now. Boy, I tell you, his Coretta better get him together because, ooh, he down bad right now. I ain't getting no cane. I ain't getting nothing I need to see in life because going down bad.
Back in, but we
We
always
can't talk
gonna
about it.
keep them hold you down for that. Tick made that, he made that sacrifice, that sacrificial Negro.
Listen. Moment of silence.
For all the sacrificial
All the sacrificial Negroes, because
Negroes.
it's a bunch of us. It's a bunch of us. Dang. Dang, you threw me off with that one.
I know, I had to, I know, I'll be put that the, we're all still triggered about Lovecraft Country because we wanted more, we needed more. We seen
It was good. It was so good. I really.
horror and sci-fi and fantasy in a light that we had never seen, and all of our hearts were so warm watching this series. We got so attached, and like you said, it showed us fighting these monsters. We're fighting racism. We're learning history of our ancestors. We're doing
We got to
universal
innate
travel.
powers.
They did a exorcism.
We jumping in the skin of the other people and showing them what the hell It feel like be treated the way they treated us. It was a lot going on.
It was a lot going on. So we had to take a pause for the series that we wish would have came back, but did have a the main character who
Made it.
we ain't make it. So I would love to know, what are some character deaths that still don't sit right with you? What are you still angry about that these people died in the movie that you feel like maybe they shouldn't have? Or why is it that they didn't make it to the
You know what
end?
I'm angry about? Trey Songz. Why y'all put Tremaine Neverson in damn Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Number one, we didn't need another Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number two, my baby used to sing. That man cannot act. You know what he can do? Act like he don't know nothing about these women talking about him right now. But he is not a movie actor. So why did we put him in there to kill him off? I was mad about that. These days I can't be
Then they
on
put
his
him in
side.
there as like,
I'm
the
starring in the trailer like they do, like you was really finna get some great scenes from Trey.
and made him a character that we start watching it and realize we didn't even
Hated.
like his character. We exactly getting there, we
Hated.
hate him. It was like, we not even, and then we not even root for you.
No.
At
I'm salty about that one. He shouldn't even took that role.
the end of the day, sir, we're not even rooting for you.
And I still ain't root for you, Trey. You are disappointing me right now. Get your life together in these streets. Okay, we done. We done now.
Who else y'all got? Let us know some black character deaths that just did not sit right with you, that got under your skin, that you still are like, okay, I'm bothered.
Oh, black character death that I celebrated. And again, this is a black movie. All black people was gonna die. But Tales from the Hood, when the monster died, you know, little boy crumpled him up. I was excited. Do you hear me? Excited.
Oh,
That name.
Child's Play, the first one. Chucky, why are you killing the man who taught you voodoo?
Because he could. Because he could. That was another magical Negro.
Exactly. Or, and the stereotype of, oh, why all black people have to have voodoo magic. Exactly.
Because that's the only magic I think we know. I just
And
unicorn.
look what happened to him. You taught it to the colonizer and he used it against you.
But, you know. I know that in the movies, you know, in real life, before he became a doll, he was not a black man. Well, I think that somewhere along the lines, when his spirit got transported, somebody else's ethnic spirit kind of meant intermingled. Because I promise y'all, Chucky, real ethnic these days. Real ethnic these days. And that's all I'm gonna say about that, because that ain't even a topic. But you know, I don't know. Something about that
I ain't about to play with
cut
you,
off the
Charles.
braids.
Y'all know we do whole episodes about Chuck. That's, you know, y'all know that's our guy right there. Y'all
If y'all
already.
ain't watched the TV series, go watch the TV series because we love it. But yeah, Chucky real ethnic these days. I don't know what that's about. That might be another one of them gotcha. You gonna watch this show because he acting like you today.
Shout out to Red Man who died in Seed of Chucky.
Y'all want to see Red Man in my movie?
Red
We giving Method all the shine right now because he's fine, but can we get a little Red Man comedy in some more movies these days? Is he above that right now? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. No, not at all. Not at all. I just had to point that. Well, yeah, see, the rapper trope doesn't work with everybody. It didn't work for Red Man.
They girl thing going for a minute. You know, How High was a whole thing. And then, who was it? Wiz Khalifa came and did a How High skin off later on in life? Or what was that? No, I don't know. But, you know, How High was their thing. So, that worked for them. But now they grown ass men. I don't think they really smoking weed like that no more. You know, everybody can't get away with it like Snoop does.
Drop
Y'all
the
might be
hip-hop
rambling.
artists. Drop the hip-hop artists who may or may not have survived in one of your favorite horror movies. Does it save you? It might have saved Usher in The Faculty.
Girl, wasn't nothing gonna save Usher in the faculty. He was a star black football player at an all-white school. Stop it. He might as well have been in Varsity Blues. Wasn't nothing gonna save Usher.
He made it to the end.
He still was gonna have to die. You couldn't kill all these white football players and cheerleaders and let him live. That wasn't gonna work.
He lived though.
Died.
Mm-mm.
Let me talk to Google.
Usher lived in
My
the
memory is
faculty.
not serving right. All right. Carry on. So
What?
okay. So we got people who died first. Most memorable death, memorable deaths. But then now that we gotta talk about how things have changed though, because nowadays you're getting full black cast in movies that's not Tales from the Hood, but like serious horror movies, you're getting Get Out with Jordan Peele, you're getting Nope with Jordan Peele, you're getting
Us.
Us, you're getting The Blackening. Like there is a emergence of new black film, and it includes horror, and so
And we
things
don't
are
have to
changing.
live by these tropes anymore.
Yeah,
It's like
and they're definitely not following the tropes.
we can survive in the movies without, portraying being, we have depth. Usually when you see even if the ones who made it to the end, we never knew much
There's no
about them.
character development. Yeah,
We don't we
zero
didn't see their
character.
families. We don't know if they had children, their parents. Like it's like their whole purpose was to serve the their white counterparts. And so now this there is this, rise of this version of black final girls, black final guys, this the scream queens, and they are owning these movies in their own right. They're taking their horror journey in this genre, and it's being elevated in a way that we can feel proud of what we're looking at on the screen and then still
Thanks.
be wrapped up in good storytelling. I love Kiki Palmer in
In
Nope.
everything, doggone it.
She
But
was
yes, in no.
so relatable. I loved that actually, Lupita is making her waves through the horror movie scene.
Oh yeah, because what's that other movie? Little Monster.
Or something like that she
She
was
did
in.
that. Yeah.
And
She did
Us,
Us. And
and she's about to be in A Quiet Place,
then
prequel. So she's kind of
we don't need
he said,
I want all them quiet places to get loud. I'm sick of them already.
I'm gonna
But
watch it.
whatever.
She's making her
Watch it
way.
because Lupita in it. But I don't think I care. But
She's
yeah, I'm gonna watch
making
it.
her way through the horror scene. We have the rise of these heroines, Sanaa Lathan, and Alien versus Predator. If you haven't
I don't
seen the
want to see
movie,
none of that.
The Girl with All the Gifts, that was a strong character.
Oh, I did like that movie. I did like that movie. It was very, very much suspense.
It put like
Sounds
a really new spin on the zombie sector of horror movies and like the
tell us,
evolution of that.
what you call it? The one we liked that they didn't get enough marketing for. The Dr. Frankenstein story, you know what I'm talking about.
The angry black girl and her monster.
Yes, the angry black girl and her monster. That was wild, but that was great representation. That one did deal heavily with the racism aspect as well, but in terms of horror, like that was a different perspective, a different visual than what we're used to. So that one was pretty good as well. But we're having this, I call it a surge, like the Great Awakening or something, of black arts and in film and horror and hell in book Because what the anthology that they just dropped, well, not just dropped, but came out recently, that Jordan Peele edited. What is
Out there screaming.
out there screaming? Now, well, I mean, you're going to get Black Stephen King's now, I feel like. We might be a little far removed from that, but I feel like that's coming. You're going to get your African American versions of Dean Koontz, or even just ethnic in general, your Hispanic, your Indian, your whatever. We're becoming leads that are meaningful in the genre. And that's why we do this. That's why Whore and Hooch does this.
And having their hands in creating the genre.
Right.
We and actually we will be covering the Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. But there are some people at the beginning when they saw Michonne's character, it was typical angry black woman syndrome. But if you dropped off the series too soon, you weren't able to see her character arc, and
Yeah,
she has
there you
still
go.
survived. And now, the actress, Danai Gurira, has creative control over that character, and now she's able to write and produce so that she can create this character in a light of something that is a better reflection, who has strength, who has courage, who has depth, who is more than what we've seen in her first introductory scene, when we actually can step behind the camera and have some creative control in the genre.
Right. I agree. I enjoy seeing all these developments. It gives me hope because, like, if you don't know, Kay Bly over here, she is our in-house resident writer, short film, novel, all of that. And so that says for me, she got a window. She got a door that she can walk through and be that great person. And then, hey, I'm behind her with my bootleg acting career because, she just kind of dropped me into this and now I do this. Don't take me serious, y'all. But no, that's what that says for me is like, hey, Bly has she has a place in this genre. It's not like, oh my God, she's gonna have to fight to even be recognized because they're recognizing us. You just got to get out there and do her damn thing,
And we have to support it.
And we have to support
We
it.
gotta support
Y'all
it.
quit telling me your grandma said don't watch them spirits on the TV, because girl,
I had a
let's not
friend
get
who
into
said
this.
anytime they would see a commercial for a horror movie that was like paranormal or Exorcist like, they just cut TV off.
Anytime Papa Legba come on something, y'all be running left and right. And now now here's what I am gonna say. We don't, as black people, we don't play with certain things. Don't get me wrong. It's certain things we don't play with. But your discernment, your spirit knows that the television is not giving you spirit. And if it is, them spirits came from somewhere other than the TV. They manifesting because you watching this shit on TV, but them demons was already inside you, sis. I don't know what to tell you. To a certain extent. Now, it's some shit I'm not gonna do. You bring me a Ouija board, I'm telling you, take that shit home.
Matter of
And you're
fact,
not
you're not
invited
coming.
back to my
First of all,
house.
you're not even coming to the door.
Amen. Amen. It's some stuff I'm just not gonna do. But I think that in this vein of support,
We gotta show up.
you gotta show up. You
We
gotta
gotta
show
show up.
give them your black dollars.
Yes.
The black dollar is strong. Y'all just use it for bullshit.
So we can have more movies come to theaters like The Blackening. We gotta support it, because we can't be complaining that they're not making it if we are making it and we're just not showing up. So I need y'all
Right.
to we gotta be out there, and because and you know, me and D-Ray, we show up every time.
Because I
We
did, she don't know it yet, but we going to see Imaginary so I can see my boot in a horror movie. Girl, wait a minute. You know who I'm talking about.
Who went now?
Imagine, hold on, because I love her and everything she's ever in, and she is so gorgeous.
Oh, the Wanda with the eyes.
DaWanda Wise, amen. We want to go see my boo and Imaginary. So she don't know it yet, but that's where we're going. Because we have to support. She's the lead in this movie, aside from the little creepy girl, and it's always a little creepy white girl. I'm really glad we don't play the creepy black girl in movies. They always write those roles really weird.
Yeah. Okay. But look, we're going to see that. We'll have a report for that. So we will be have look. We'll be reporting on Imaginary soon. We will be reporting on the Walking Dead spinoff. What we got? Ooh, Interview with the Vampire comeback this year. House of the Dragon
AMC,
comeback this
come on,
year.
hurry up. There's another one coming out. Oh man, just saw it the other day. I'll get back to y'all. But it's a lot. And like she said, the Quiet Place prequel movie with Lupita, we're gonna watch that. We're gonna tell you about it. And let me just say right now, if you have not watched, and it is not horror, and I don't care, because we're talking about supporting us. If you have not watched The Book of Clarence, can you please put on your Amazon Prime and give these folks the $20 that you used to buy that liquor the other day and watch The Book of
Matter
Clarence?
of fact, Book of Clarence, American fiction, anybody that is
Oh,
an,
yeah,
a
American
writer.
fiction. I heard it's very dope.
If you're a writer, actor, anybody in the entertainment, you need to be watching American fiction as well. Let's add those.
American Fiction 2. I agree. I have not gone to the movies for that one yet, but I wholeheartedly intend to. That cast is dope. Anytime y'all put Maxine Shaw in anything for me, I'm gonna watch it.
That movie was brilliant. That's a brilliant movie. So I want us to be able to support more of our works within the entertainment industry, and especially in horror. So let us know what you guys are excited about coming out this year, what you guys want us to review, and give us your list of your favorite black character deaths. Okay. Let us know what did we leave off the list? What was one that was poking at y'all and y'all and you said, why
Just
you ain't
waiting on
say
us
that?
to say it,
Why you ain't say that? Let us know and we'll shout them out in the Facebook group.
right. And then for any of you who have read The Black Guy Dies First, I'm gonna shout this out one more time. If you have not read it, it is by Robin Armines Coleman and Mark H. Harris. Black Guy Dies First, Black Horror Cinema from Fodder to Oscar. Like I said, this is really like a reference material, resource material. It was a great read. It was an easy read for those of y'all who just don't like to read. Go check it out. Go check it out. And
She's the also the creator of Horror Noir documentary,
yes.
which we talked about with Kelly Jo Minter. Go check out that episode. We talked about that documentary with her.
You like Kelly? What? The fine Miss Kelly Jo. We gotta reach out to her and see what she got going on these days. We had a great interview with her. She was very knowledgeable and very open. She was very supportive of us early on when we was just getting our bearings. We didn't have nothing going on. And she took an interview with us. It was amazing. Shout out to her. Shout out to the Ghost Brothers. That's another group of people who gave us an opportunity early. When we talk about support, that what we mean. They were open speaking with us, and we were nobodies at the time. Was we season one, season two? We was just getting out there. So go support your black authors, writers, actors, hell, podcasters. We are not the
Create.
only black horror podcast. It's plenty of us out here.
Creators in
We'll,
general.
yeah, creators, period. We'll drop some for you if you need some. Holler at us. We know quite a few. But yeah, I got off on a tangent again.
But yes,
Well,
happy
gonna
Black
be a lot of
History
that
Month.
this season, y'all.
Hit that subscribe button. That's she's been drinking that moonshine. So y'all hit that subscribe button. Follow us on all our social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, all that. We have a lot in store this year. We are super excited. Every year, moving up, elevating. Hey, we in this thing.
Absolutely.
We in this thing. Like we said, we go brothers. We in this thing.
Right.
We in this thing.
All right, y'all. We don't care till next week.
Happy Black History Month.
What kind of food? Understand, but.